Summer's a time for meals enjoyed outdoors, and that's especially true in Philadelphia this summer. The pandemic created an opening for the city to change its rules around where people can eat and drink in public. Some don't want the old way back. Here's Conrad Benner with more.
The pandemic has been a time of change for Philly's restaurants. One of those big changes is the expansion of restaurants into public streets for so-called streeteries. Instead of empty parked cars and traffic filling the lanes, we suddenly have streets with tables, chairs, and lots of joyful people eating, drinking, and having fun. If I'm being honest, it's one of the more exciting transformations of Philly streets that I've ever seen. One huge benefit to this outdoor setup is more space for diners. And many Philadelphians don't want things to go back to the cramped, less accessible, quote-unquote, normal. Hi, I'm Conrad Benner, and this is Our Space, where we talk with Philadelphians about the spaces we share.
Or you could like probably fit in, but it'd also be like, I'm sorry, can you like seven people please move so I can just nestle myself back there?
That's my friend Chrissy Murray. She uses a wheelchair and gets frustrated trying to navigate crowded dining rooms that aren't really designed for her. Streeteries have changed that for her and other people who use wheelchairs or have other accessibility and mobility needs.
I'm always like bonking into things with my crutches because I use them to walk.
You just heard Elizabeth Clay. She uses crutches to walk and has spent years advocating for more accessibility in the built environment.
And I've always thought, like, this isn't enough clearance for someone who wants to come into this restaurant or wants to eat outside who's in a wheelchair or using a wheelchair. And so I think even the social distancing aspect of it and restaurants now having to keep their tables 6 feet apart or whatever the protocol is has really opened up opportunities for even just navigating a space, whether it's indoor or outdoors.
Elizabeth says increased accessibility, if recognized, could help restaurants build new relationships with people and communities that haven't really felt welcomed because of the inhospitable spaces.
1 in 5 people in the U.S. identify as having a disability. So 1 in 5, like that's a lot of people. And it's a lot of people who want to spend money at restaurants in Philadelphia.
The disabled community is large and far from a monolith. So naturally, there are many things to consider when working to make your restaurant more accessible. And not every outdoor dining situation works for everyone. Sometimes the tables jut out into the sidewalks or intrude into the right-of-way, creating new problems. And there are other issues to think about, too, from restroom accessibility to the availability of straws. But Elizabeth and others do hope street dining stays on past the pandemic, and they aren't alone. Daniel McLaughlin co-owns Mission Taqueria, which has taken over part of the 1500 block of Sansom Street, with about 20 tables of various shapes covered by a newly built shade structure with a slatted roof to protect diners from the sun. He doesn't miss the indoors.
It's better in every way. It's been great having these few blocks that are close to vehicular traffic be like gathering points for visitors, for residents who live here.
For restaurants like Mission Taqueria to make money, they have to serve a certain number of people, of course. Opening the streets gave these businesses the ability to serve more tables without violating social distancing regulations during COVID. The big question is, will expanded outdoor seating stay once we start feeling safer getting closer again? City officials have said mostly good things about the streeteries, and surprisingly, no one is complaining too loudly about the loss of parking. So far, it's one of those rare city experiments that everyone, businesses, city council, residents, seem to like. Daniel is hoping that means his outdoor dining room can stay.
I would love for it to stay. That is the feedback we get from so many of our customers who dine here. They ask us, like, with intensity, like, will you get to keep this? Is this permanent? Are we going to have these year-round now? This would be awesome. And we agree. But I don't think the city has quite given us their blessing for anything beyond 2021.
For Elizabeth, the city's decision to allow people to take over the streets is about more than making diners happy. It's about making a more inclusive city.
Hopefully these are like long-term impactful protocols that will be in place going forward, right? Because they, in a non-COVID world, they greatly benefit people. Restaurants know they can do it. They know they can make these changes because they have done it over the last 6 months to a year. So quite frankly, there's no excuse not to do it going forward.